Take your ADHD business to the next level with Chad's Parents of Parent Family Training on ADHD, a certification program. Help parents in your community discover new techniques and how to manage ADHD across the lifespan. We've done the hard work for you. When you become a licensed partner, you'll receive ongoing customer and marketing support from Chad, course materials, training manuals, and much more. Help improve the lives of those with ADHD while growing your business. Become a licensed partner today. Visit Chad.org for more info. Click, join, get involved.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Oh, I just have to laugh sometimes. Everybody, welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and our topic tonight is, you know you have ADHD when... And with me in my virtual studio is Elaine Taylor-Claus, who can't contain herself, so we're going to cut short. So, Elaine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I could not be more thrilled than to be here for this conversation.
Yeah, so we got to get a preview. This is very timely. This was only sprung on me about 2 minutes before right now, and that is, you know, Elaine, you have ADHD when – You go to school to pick up your kids. You pick them up in carpool line. You're driving down the road, and you get a phone call saying, "Mom, did you forget somebody?"
I wonder who
that could be. I just wonder.
You know, my kids have accused me of leaving them at school many times over the years, but I maintain that there were always other arrangements.
But you can say that, but we actually have that on tape because I think we have that recorded from your daughter on Attention Talk Radio several years ago. So busted.
Yeah, she's not remembering correctly, I'm telling you.
She's not.
My son, on the other hand, the last child I may have, maybe, but the first child, never.
So you did it twice?
No.
It's a reoccurring theme. Oh, so everybody, you know you have ADHD when you leave siblings at the bus stop. You get part of them, but you get the whole clan. And I'm saying this because, hey,
always with the teacher.
Listen, if you have ADHD and you're listening to the show, run to Times Square because her daughter's on a billboard in the middle of Times Square, and you can say, she got left at the bus stop,
and
she let
them
tell about it.
Now she's on a wanted list.
I don't think she's on a wanted list. She's on a who's list.
All right. I'll give you that.
All right. So, everybody, let's kind of – real quickly, this is Attention Talk Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, May the 11th in the year 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few announcements real quick. Number one, I continue – Dr. Barkley has supported me over the years. I'm a fan, so I support him back. He asked me to promote ADHDfund.com, which is a crowdsourcing website to raise money for small-scale research. I remind everybody out there that this is a Jeff Copper thing, and that is we've done over 450 interviews on Attention Talk Radio and Attention Talk Video with over 210 hours of programming, which is just freaking overwhelming. And so I want to make it simple for you. If you go to digcoaching.com/ATR, you can actually go on and download my top 10 list, which actually has really my top 20 shows, favorite shows of all times. So you can kind of click them and kind of go through them and kind of sort through that stuff. That doesn't mean the other 430 of them are not good. It's just some of my favorites. So just check that out. And then
it's not too late. Do you rotate your favorites?
Actually, I don't right now.
Because if you really, you know you're ADD when you get bored with your favorites and you need something new.
That's a very good point. I stand corrected, everybody. I've got to go. Wait a second. That means I got to go do that.
Yeah, you also know your ADD when you think it's a good idea, but it may not get done.
You know, right now, my virtual assistant's listening to the show cursing you. You mean he's going to make me rotate this every? Because he's not going to have anything to do with it. That wench. Anyway, it's not. By the way, it's not too late to start planning for the next CHAD conference, which is in Mesa, California. So don't mess up with Mesa, California. It's November the 10th through the 12th. Again, it hasn't been on the West Coast since it was in San Francisco for, God, that was what, 3 years ago, Elaine?
I was going to say about 3 years ago. Yep.
Yeah, it was a great conference. So if you're in the Pacific Rim too, you need to kind of come over there because it's relatively close. So to learn more about that, go to chadd.org. And
awesome.
Elaine is
we'll
a frequent flyer. She's got green stamps, if you will, on Tension Talk Radio. I mean, you probably heard her bio, but let me go through it again. She's a veteran healthcare advocate. But by the way, I like that. Veteran healthcare advocate, which is relatively new, from the old days.
You know, veteran is a euphemism for old, right? Getting old.
Listen, if you're going to start talking about old and get nasty, I'm going to cut you off because
okay.
I have no tolerance for the word old. It's like I really don't like it. So anyway, she's a writer, public. Yeah, so that you know. On my 50th birthday, it was really my 31st anniversary, my 19th birthday. That's a way to look at it. So, by the way, you only have one birthday, right? Everything else is an anniversary of it. So, just
we're
Attention Talk Radio. We have to pay attention to what you pay attention to. And it's not a birthday, it's an anniversary. So, anyway, so you know you have ADD when you pay attention to anniversaries, not birthday. So, she's a writer, a public speaker, an advocate for families with complex kids. I like that, complex kid. You're getting really sophisticated, I might add. And by the way, we go back. Elaine and I go back to like 2008 when we were newbies in this business going, can we make a living at this? I don't know. We're still asking the same question. Her experience as a co-parent with her husband, David, which I actually got to meet 2 weeks ago in Reston, Virginia, and their ADHD family of five. She's become a parenting coach and a voice of parents of children with ADHD and learning emotional challenges. She's the co-founder of Impact ADHD. Elaine, after all the interviews, I finally got that right. I used to say ADD, but I finally get impactadhd.com.
Thank you.
I'll get there. It just takes me a long time.
they can get to us at impactadhd.com too. Doesn't matter.
That's the best thing is when you get in the ADD business, what you got to do for keywords is you got to take all the misspellings.
Right.
You get more traffic than getting it right. So,
it's so true.
Impact ADD is a global support and training and coaching resource for parents and kids with ADHD and related challenges. She consults with the American Academy of Pediatrics and their effort to improve pediatric diagnosis and treatment of ADHD. And she serves as a volunteer. Now, this is the funny part. A volunteer. It's not a paid situation, but she works at Impact ADD part-time. She works at CHAD full-time because she's on the board and chairman of the Affiliate Services Committee. And, you know, quite frankly, Elaine, one of the things that we love to do is bring CHAD board members on like you and Ari and Jeffrey Katz and Ingrid and the cast of thousands that basically sacrifice their life and their lifestyle for the sake of all those out there because they advocate on your behalf, which is the reason you should join CHAD, not because you get benefits, is because they're the ones on Capitol Hill speaking on your behalf. And so with that, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Is it over yet?
All right, time for a commercial. Essentially, this one was started. I don't know where we are, but we came up. I was talking about you want kids say the darndest thing. You said, well, you know, at the same time, you know, you have ADHD wind, and we started riffing, and all of a sudden, I was like, we got to do a show on that. So here we go.
And here we are. And I don't know if I told you this or not when we started talking about it, but when we first started Impact, we launched our first site back in 2011, we were planning to do a column on, you know, it's ADHD win. And it just, you know, among other things, it didn't materialize as something we really needed to write about that regularly. But it was one of the early ideas.
So you know you have ADHD win. You say, hey, listen, we should do a column on ADHD win and it doesn't materialize.
Exactly.
It's a great idea. We should do that.
Yeah.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Oh, we'll do a radio show. That'll be good enough. How's that?
Or podcast or no. I mean, we ended up making a different choice, but it was definitely for. So in the early years, I was collecting stories. That's what I was looking for when you and I first started talking. Because you also know it's ADD when you can't find the notes that you pulled together for the talk you're going to give on. It's ADD.
And everybody, that's a true story. 90 seconds before airtime, she's shuffling through like, where the hell are my notes? So this is authentic. This is unplugged.
But I found
this is kind
them.
Of
I did.
Touche.
Find them. Yeah.
Touche. All right. So this is actually a true story. Everybody, most of these are true stories. And I'm gonna tee off. While we talked about this on our New Year's Eve show last year, I'll never forget this. You know you have ADHD when you don't want to miss your flight. You go there in ample time, as Stacey Tourist did when she was going to meet Kirsten Milliken in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because they were going to start Play DHD. So she gets there and calls Kirsten. I'm at the gate an hour and 15 minutes before the flight, and Kirsten's waiting at the gate in Myrtle Beach, and she doesn't come off the plane. So she finally gets a hold of Terrace, and she says, I missed the flight.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were telling my story. You're not telling my story.
You got a story like that?
Yes. Keep going, then I'll tell you my version.
No, I am not making it up.
Seriously,
she called Kirsten and said, listen, I'm here. I'm in advance. I'm going to get there. And Kirsten's like, where is she off the plane? Where are you? Well, I missed the flight. What happened? I was reading a book, and I lost track of time.
Yeah. So, true story, I was looking at my boarding pass, and I went to my seat assignment instead of the gate. And so it was E27 in the Atlanta airport. E27 is a gate, and it was supposed to be my seat. And so I went to the gate, and I was talking to a friend, and I was on the phone with her, so I never looked up and noticed that it wasn't the right flight, it wasn't the right city, it wasn't the right anything. And I was going to an ADHD conference. I was going to the ACO conference, right, out west a couple years ago. And I literally missed my flight because I was sitting on the wrong concourse at the wrong gate because I was sitting at my seat number.
So a couple years ago, Linda Rogley grabs her husband, Victor, and I forget what conference they were going to. I think it was in Chicago. So it was either an ACO conference or maybe it was the CHAD conference there. So they show up at the airport, and her husband, Victor's got his ticket to kind of go, and Linda never booked the ticket. So she ended up having to take Victor's ticket and flying his there while he went and kind of came up later because she was actually presenting at the conference. So you know you're Linda Rogley, and you know you have ADHD when you show up at the airport, and you forgot to book your ticket.
But you have some sort of capacity to be able to convince them to let you fly on someone else's ticket, which is amazing in this day and age.
That's that creativity that kind of comes into play.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So here
which
we
only Linda were, could do. It's
yes,
beautiful.
I can see her right now with the hat and everything. So we need to run to break real quick. Everybody, to learn more about Elaine and check out her stuff, go to impactadhd.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Elaine Taylor-Kloss of Impact ADD, and we're riffing on, you know, you have ADHD when. We're having a little bit of fun before the break, but we got a whole list of these. And everybody, I really want you to know that for the most part, none of these are made up. These are all really, really, really true stories or they're experiences that a lot of people share. And so, you know, Elaine, I'm sure you get calls and I get calls all the time where these people that adults later in life and they were kind of cruising along and something was different. And all of a sudden they sit down and they get diagnosed. They start reading a book. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who, like, I read Driven Distraction. And all of a sudden I thought I'd been Ned Hollowell in a prior life. Ever happened to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it all the time. For me, it's mostly parents who are saying my kid was diagnosed and I started reading about it and I realized I was reading about myself.
So you know, you have ADHD when you think that you're actually Ned Hollowell, like in a prior life, and you're not. Or one of the other ones is Kim Kensington. She was describing is you know you have ADHD when you're used to living in the dark as you procrastinate on changing the light bulb. Like, it's really not going to happen. We'll just get used to living in the dark.
There's something to be said for the dark. You might even find the positive in the dark.
That's right. Let's meditate while we're there. You know.
Exactly.
Or one of my favorites is it's funny because I'll never forget, it was like 08, and Barbara Luther had sent me this link on Global TV, and I was watching it. It was totally ADD, the documentary that we know. And I remember kind of watching it at the beginning of that documentary, Pat McKenna's sitting there with his wife, and they're kind
ADD
of going
– ADD and loving
going,
it.
Yeah, that's right. ADD, loving it. And they're going through this kind of stuff. And it was kind of fascinating because it got off of a Global TV and got on PBS. And, you know, I think 5 or 6 million people have seen it right now. And then I interviewed them subsequent to that. And it was funny because I was talking to Pat McKenna and Rick Green. I remember this is like April 2011. And it was funny because I didn't realize that Pat was actually, when he's on the couch and they're filming that was live. That was the first time he had gone through that questionnaire.
Yeah.
And was getting diagnosed while that documentary was made. And later in the documentary, it was kind of funny because his wife is sitting there kind of talking about the stuff. And he says, you know, your husband has ADHD when there's a wall missing in the house and the kitchen's painted purple. And she was like, you just got to not sweat the small stuff. And I'm thinking, the small stuff,
that's
a wall's missing,
stuff.
The kitchen paper. That's the small stuff. What's the big stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, whoever has time to get to the big stuff, right? And so if you don't sweat the small stuff and you don't worry about the big stuff because nobody ever gets it done.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think you got a couple on your list to share.
One of my favorite, you know, it's ADD when stories was, and this really is a true story, was the kids were late for getting out the door to go to school. And so my husband was in the car and he was sort of annoyed. And so he got out of the car and came into the house to get them. And all of a sudden I hear a sort of a holler. I'm upstairs and I hear, I need everybody here now. And I could just, you know, when you hear a tone of the voice and there's something going on, there's something different, right?
Yep.
And so I went running downstairs because it was so clear something was wrong. But he wasn't panicky. It was just wrong, right? And so I walk outside, and when he came back inside, he had neglected to put the car back into park or put the emergency brake on. And so the car had rolled out of the garage and back across the driveway and had stopped literally about an inch shy of this giant oak tree in the woods just behind the driveway. And so it took all of us to sort of get in there and get in the car and push the car back out of the woods and onto the driveway. And the funniest part about it is that when I was going back to look at, it's similar to the story you were just telling about Kirsten and me and the wrong, I read somebody else wrote this, like a different version of this same story, but it was like her boyfriend had left the car or whatever and had gone inside.
Yep.
It wasn't just us.
This is ubiquitous. You know, you have it when. It was kind of funny because when we were getting ready for the show, I was kind of clowning around, and Carol McGuire, who sometimes guest hosts and co-hosts, she says, you know you have ADHD when you tell acquaintances your life story. And she said that to me, and I'm like, eh. But we were in Reston, Virginia about 2 weeks ago for the coaches conference, And a friend met me there, and I kind of sat next down, and I looked over like, oh, she walked out. I said, oh, well, I know where she was birthed. She was baptized, the whole thing. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is for real. It's
so
totally
true.
For real. And if you know Caroline, she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry?
I called a client recently, and I checked in. I said, like, how's it going? And it was like 10 minutes before I could catch a breath, before I could get a word in.
That actually, I was on a coaching call this morning with a guy, and literally, they're 45-minute calls. I say, what do you want coaching on? And he says, let me give you an update. And when I know I'm silent for 45 minutes. And then
right.
Goes, okay, so now ask me a question. Did you get clarity?
Yeah.
Anyway. So this is typical stuff. You also know you have ADHD when you're on the IRS of most incomplete tax submissions. And I coached a guy one time who I think the government returned his taxes like 5 times in the same year, saying he had incomplete information or the math didn't add up.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you know what I usually tell people when I have to go to doctor's offices, particularly with the kids, and I just look at the woman behind the desk and I say, I failed forms in college. Can you help me with this, please?
I failed.
And it always gets a nice little chuckle, and they're much more willing to be helpful because I just can't do forms. I mean, I'm terrible at forms.
A moment of silence. I have to make some notes. This is going to be on social media. Wait for it. Look for it next week. I failed forms in college. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So I was also having a conversation on this leading up to it. Like Alan Brown, who's like, he likes picture books. He's all into videos because he doesn't like to read. And his stuff is you know you have ADHD when you get all excited about a particular topic. And for him – and you don't read, but you order like 4 or 5 books on Amazon's on the subject, and you absolutely never even crack the rim. And they just sit in a pile in the corner, almost in the box, he says. I open them every once in a while and look at them, but there they sit.
Or when you are reading 4 or 5 of them at the same time, right? That's another,
yes.
That's another way I think it shows up. Or when you're reading it, but you don't read the book start to finish. Right.
Which is funny. Yeah. We had David Gwork on. He wrote Permission to Proceed, and he got on there like, okay, everybody, this book is not it won't make any sense if you read it from the beginning to the end. You just
right?
have to jump around. That's how he reads it. And then I had somebody one time, she says, oh, listen, I have a bed. It's like there's like 4 or 5 books spread around the bed, and like it's like a cocoon. I crawl in because at one point in time I read 3 pages of this, 3 pages of that. And she says I just kind of bat around the horn until I get done, and then I set up a whole new crew.
Well, that's why I like the Kindle so much, because I used it when I would travel. I'd bring like 8 books with me because I couldn't decide what I was going to want to read at the time. And now
yep.
If I have them all on the Kindle, then I can just bounce back and forth from book to book to book, because I get bored with one and I need to move to another one.
Bored with a book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless
that's
it's
good.
A really good story. And then
I'm
really, hyper focused and I can't put it down.
You're my idol because I just don't even read books. Like, which, by the way, everybody out there who listens to the show, I've said this a bazillion times. I can't read. I don't like to read. I don't want to read. So if you're writing a book and you mail it to me again, I got a bin in the corner. There's about 50 of them right now. Just know that yours would be the highest on top until somebody else has come in. So just so you know, forewarned, and I throw them out every once in a while, and I appreciate your interest, but don't send me your book. Send me the Cliff
yep.
Notes or call me up. We'll have a conversation because for the last time, I only read what I have to. It's not – I don't read for casual. I read textbooks on how-to, but other than that, I don't read. That's just me.
I'm the opposite. I'd rather read a novel. Like, don't make me read instructions. There's nothing worse to me than reading instructions.
Yes.
If I can get engrossed in the characters of a novel, then I can lose myself there.
All right. So I get that. So this is another one that I've coached. And this is you go into the garage to get a cooler. 8 hours later, you come out and the garage is 85% organized and it stays that way.
Say that again.
You go into the garage to get a cooler. You're there for 8 hours. The garage is 85% organized and you never finish it. That goes for closets too, by
yes.
the way. You're going to get a shirt. And you're there for 4 hours. You take everything out. You put almost all of it back in. And there's this leftover stuff that you never get to because
it
doesn't have a place.
Oh, it's so
yes.
true. I'm convinced that whoever wrote Give Your Mouse a Cookie, if you give a mouse a cookie, was totally ADD. But all of those series are about, you know, the like sequential, let's go from this to this to this to this, and it's perfect. It's a perfect description. If you want to know what ADD, how it shows up for kids, it's perfect. It's just amazing.
Oh, my God. I'm a little behind. We have to go to a break real quick, everybody. We're going to come back with more. You know, you have ADHD. Actually, we'll have to talk about a sequel because we still have a lot of material here. But anyway, real quickly, to learn more about Elaine, go to impactadhd.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk. I'm riffing here with my good friend Elaine Taylor Clawson. You know you have ADHD when. And so I was having this conversation too, kind of get material, and I was talking to Kirsten Milliken, and she had a great one. It says you go to make your favorite dish only to realize you don't have the most important, like the main ingredient. I mean, just classic type stuff.
Well, either you don't have it or you didn't put it in before you put it in the oven. Because what happens to me, because I'm a baker, not a cook, is that I leave the key ingredient out, and I'll put it in the oven, and I won't be able to figure out why it's not rising or why it's gelling or – Yeah.
Oh my God. So I'm married. I'm like of 6 months. I'm living in Florida. It's December. Back then I was really into triathlons. I go for a big cycling thing. I wake up at like 6 o'clock. I leave the house. I'm like for an 80-mile bike ride. I come walking into the house and my wife is making cookies at the time. And I look down and it looks like peanut brittle. I said, "What's that?" She said, "It's cookies." I said, "What?" I said, "I think you missed an ingredient." She said, "Like what?" I said, "Like maybe flour."
Flour.
Is that important? Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's kind of peanut butter. So that's a real good graphic of what I think she's describing is that it's gone wrong without a key ingredient.
Yeah, chicken Mirabella without the chicken is sort of lacking, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of a major one. One of the common themes out there, and I'm going to do this, is you look at the clock and realize 6 hours later have gone by, it's 3 a.m.,
uh-huh.
and you only have written one page of a 10-page report, and you get distracted by looking at something online and get sucked into watching screen YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, 6 o'clock in the morning, you haven't done anything, and all of a sudden you're just throwing something together. That's a common theme. That's like – that's not even though you have ADD. That's like – it's not even a marker. It's like by definition, that's what you do. Thoughts?
Right. Yeah, this is exactly how it shows up. It's that, you know, there's so many different pieces in there. There's the time issue, there's now, there's not now, there's distraction, there's getting involved with something that's more interesting. You know, God, you got a lot of pieces going right there.
Yeah, so the other one, too, is I have to ask you, Elaine, do you think the people that made the Energizer Bunny commercial had ADD?
I don't know.
I mean, it's funny because I've countless entrepreneurs, they're just like, you know, you got ADHD and like, hey, everybody, can't you keep up? Like countless entrepreneurs where they're just pumping out work and their employees just hate them. Like, I don't want to wake up in the morning and see my inbox because he's been going all night long or she's been going all night long. They just like dread, like, holy crap, I'm 8 hours behind when I wake up in the morning.
Diane's biggest complaint is she's just like, oh, I can tell when you're going through your email.
I was an upstart.
She'll wake up in the morning and there'll be like 20 emails for me, and she does not. It's not her favorite thing.
I was an upstart business about 20 years, 16 years ago. It's kind of funny because I was there like 4 months. We went public. It was just like fascinating type thing. And our CEO was out raising money at one point in time, and he'd be on airplanes like to Europe to raise money. And he'd be like going to grind on emails, and he'd land and hook in. And all of a sudden, there'd like be like thousands of emails that he'd like been spent 8 hours writing in an airplane over. And finally, all of a sudden, hit everybody's inbox. You go, holy crap. I'm going to die. Let's see. What else we got here?
You know, another one I was thinking about that's a really, really common one, sort of similar to the 6 hours have gone by and it's 3 a.m., is that you look up and it's 6 p.m. and you realize it never occurred to you to think about what you were going to plan or make or get for dinner. Like, all of a sudden here it's time to eat or feed the kids or whatever, and it never crossed your mind all day.
All right. So I'm surmising here is that, and I have to be careful because this person has to remain nameless. If you've listened to the show, you know my I have a younger son who's a very accomplished soccer player, plays internationally. And a couple of years ago, they won the state cup in Florida. So we go to U.S. Region 3. So we're playing the best teams in the Southeast. And ultimately, we went on to the Elite Eight of the national championship and got nationally. But anyway, as an aside, we fly up to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because we're playing the state champs from North Carolina and Texas and blah, blah, blah. And the first game, the first night is like at like 5 o'clock, which is great because it's kind of cool. So we go to the game and we play the game and we're walking off the field and the team manager goes, I guess we should plan dinner. Now, we were there for a day and a half in advance. We knew the game was there. You got a bunch of hungry kids and a hungry parents kind
of
walking off.
And you got a bunch of kids. Right.
Yeah, and you're going, I mean, these guys, they'll gnarl anything in sight at that point in time. And you go, wow, I think maybe we should have thought about this like yesterday. And again, literally, we had been there for a day and a half in advance. Like, we could have figured out, and literally in the parking lot, like, we should do something for dinner. Anyway.
Yep.
Which, by the way, the same individual is there was a saying is wait for the second text because the first one was always a typo. Anyway. What else do we have here?
Did you hear from anybody talking about cabinets? I have helped several people over the years identify that they needed to go get additional treatment, or not treatment, diagnosis when they needed to get assessed. When they heard me describe it as, you know, your ADHD when you walk in the house in the afternoon and all the cabinets are still open from when you were getting ready in the morning.
Yes.
Do you hear this from people?
I've heard that one. Yes. Yes. And I've had different versions of it. One of them is that, and one of it is like you walk into the garage and somebody was looking for something and everything's half empty on the floor. It's like they're like shuffling the stuff out, they shuffle stuff up and they maybe find it and leave, and everything's really kind of left on the ground for somebody else to grab at a later date. So anyway.
Yep.
Let's see. What else do I have here? Well, I have the the one where I have a couple different versions. One, Christy McClanahan, who we interviewed a long time ago, big fan of Tom Hartman stuff, and she used to time cleaning the house, and she would have stations as she would rotate through, so she would multitask. She would go in and like iron, and then she would go into the next room and like do like make the bed or do half make the bed, and then she'd go in the next room, and she had like a circuit she would go through, and she was doing like five different things at one time. It was like an obstacle course on time,
right,
in order to get herself through it, and she would time herself to get through it to see what her best time was every day, and she was going for PRs or to redesign the obstacle course to optimize her stuff to keep her interest so she could do what she ordinarily could not do.
Oh, I love it. It's a great – well,
imagine.
You know, I talk about it not in terms of body doubling, but I call it as double tasking, that instead of doing one task, you know, set up two or three different tasks at a time, so when you do decide you're done or bored or distracted, you just go to the other thing that you also need to do.
Yep.
And it's exactly what you're deciding. It's brilliant.
That's this classic type of stuff. It's like, you know, I got four things, and I go boom, boom, boom. Like, it's almost like a production line. I'll do this. And when I lose the interest, the next one, just actually kind of line it up. Another one that was actually funny, because this is a true story, and it took two or three days, and I ran into the guys actually in Woodruff Boy Scout Camp, which is north of Dahlonega in Georgia.
Georgia?
So I'm up there. Yeah, I'm up there. It's a Boy Scout camp. It's a week-long thing, and a guy comes out and says, "Oh, everybody, listen.
the procrastination class has been canceled till tomorrow, or delayed till tomorrow.
Postponed.
I'm like,
right?
I'm like, okay, this is a joke, right? Like, really? And I go up to the guy like 2 days later, and I go, that was pretty funny. He goes, well, I was serious. I go, wait, there's no such thing as a procrastination merit badge. He said, oh no, but we help, we bring kids in that they have ADD, and we kind of work with them a little bit. You're not shitting me. I mean, seriously. I'm like, oh no, I'm serious. I said, so why'd you postpone it? He says, I wasn't ready. I go, well, how do you get ready? And he goes, I just wasn't in the mood or something like that. And I'm like, is this, am I in the twilight zone? Is this really happening? I'm scratching my head going, anyway, the guy was serious. I mean, you can't make that stuff up, which is, by the way, you know you have ADHD when you're Peter Shankman and you got to write a book and you fly. Like, I told my publicist I was going to write a book. I've been procrastinating for 8 months. It's due in 2 weeks. And I say, screw it. I buy a $4,000 plane ticket. I leave from JFK to fly to Tokyo. I write 5 chapters on the way over. I get done. I get off the plane. I go to the whatever club, take a shower, go to the gate 5 hours later, get back on the plane, sit on the same seat, the exact same seat, fly all the way back to New York and write the other 5 chapters. I get off the plane. By the way, this is how you know it's a true story. I get off the plane and I go through customs and I get stopped.
Because
he didn't clear customs in Tokyo. And
right.
So he's like, no, seriously, I'm writing a book. And so he said he has to get his publicist on the phone in the middle of the morning. And he's like showing, like, listen, this is the book that I wrote. And they're going, are you shitting me? Like, no, this is serious. You flew to Tokyo and back to write a book in 24. Well, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You only can believe that story. You can only believe it because you can't make that shit up. Like, I got in trouble because I didn't clear customs in Tokyo. You know,
right,
you have ADHD.
I forgot to get off. Yeah. I forgot to walk out.
you can't make that stuff up. You just, these are true stories.
So here's another one. You ready?
Yep.
So you know it's ADHD when you have lived in a house for 10 years and never touched the whole section of the basement, you know, where the work stuff is and the workbench and, you know, all of that stuff. And it's been there for literally 10 years and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's this enormous mess. And you finally make a deal with your coach and your partner that you're going to go down there and you're going to start tackling it. And you sort of map it out with your coach and you planned out that it's going to take you a few weeks and you do it. And you're body doubling, right, with your spouse,
yep,
partner,
yep,
husband,
yep,
whatever. You go down there 1 hour. 1 hour. And the entire thing is cleaned up and done. 10 years, 1 hour, body double.
That's classic. That is just totally classic. Totally classic. So I have a few here because I talked to a couple of clients here and they got all excited. They sent me some things. And so these are really true stories. And some of these I like because I got to share this. Karen shares with us is, you know, you have ADHD when you can multitask 4 things, but you can't make the most important phone call on your list. I mean, think about that. How many times have you sit there and say, listen, you know, you have ADHD. I got to do this one thing and you have a list. You do everything else but that one thing. And that was the thing at the top of the list and you kind of can't get it done. It's just so classic.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is when you had something to say?
No, it's just she's the one that also had that story about having the car in the garage and it going into reverse, wasn't it?
Actually, it was different, so they're mirroring your story. Another one is that you have one child, then two that are diagnosed with ADHD, and you realize you're the common denominator. Yeah,
that
it's time to get help. Wow, I could have had a V8. And this is, let me see if I can, you're rushing to an event. So you started your boyfriend's car in the garage and you put it in reverse and you realize this sounds like yours, but it's not. And you need to get something from the back seat. You don't realize you're in reverse. You open the car door, you open up the back seat and all of a sudden the car is drifting backwards and you jump back in to grab what's kind of going, the horror of what's kind of going on when all of a sudden you hit a pole in the middle of the garage. Again, there's a theme here. Literally, I swear to God, this is Karen's story. It's not your story. It's completely different.
I know.
That's
so amazing.
It's time to pack for a trip, and you set up packing stations in different areas all over the house. You pull your whole closet's strung out all over your house, and you end up pulling an all-nighter before you end up leaving in the morning. And so when you're done, the bathroom's organized, your kitchen's organized, but your suitcase is still not ready to go on the trip.
Yes!
Classic.
Yes! And you know it's ADD when by 3 a.m. the night before a flight and you're looking for someone to give you a medal. Right? Because, oh, my God, you got to bed so early.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, everybody, again, you can – oh, this is another one. So I got this a little bit from Kensington. She did a little bit of stand-up one time at the ATA conference, like in Minneapolis in 08, and then she did it again at the ACO conference, and I taped it. It's actually on Attention Talk video, but she said this, and it's funny because I tell people about this, and they go, yeah, that's me, and that's like, you know you have ADHD when you walk into your room and you're like a gas. You just expand you and all your stuff around the room to kind of fill it, and it's kind of funny because it's just, you can see the visual. You kind of walk in, all of a sudden, the person's AV stuff, it's like littered all over the room. It's like forever, it's like mounds of stuff everywhere. It can kind of crawl away. So that's, you know, you have ADHD when that happens.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and with a family with a lot of it. Like, so we're an ADD family of five, right? So you know it's ADHD when you finally get everybody to sort of clean off the island in the kitchen or the kitchen table, or so, you know, you get one surface
yep.
clear. And within an hour, it's already covered again.
That's why I say, why make my whole philosophy is why make the bed? It's just a useless exercise. Within five,
right?
it's just gonna go right back to where it was. It's a wasteless endeavor. In 20 years, nobody's gonna remember you made your bed. So anyway, so with that, any last comments before we stop riffing on? You know, you have ADHD when.
So one more. There's the, you know, you have ADHD
yep.
when your wife, your spouse, your child has been talking to you for 10 minutes and finally asks you something like, what do you think? And you look and you realize you have no idea at all what they've been talking about.
Oh, my God. That's clever.
Yeah, that never happens. Just
and
saying,
and coaching, hey,
listening.
What do you want coaching on today? And they kind of go off and like, okay, let's bring it back. We were talking about this. Do you want to go that direction? Oh, yeah, let's get back on track. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Elaine, I think we've done a pretty good idea. I think we should submit a proposal. This is conference material. I think, you know, actually, this should be like pre-happy hour fair where we get up and we just start. You, me, we get Rick Green up there. We get Linda up there.
Get Kirsten.
Yes, we could have a blast. And like we could Ari would be great. Moderate. He could be sitting there going, oh, my God, is this really happening? Oh, my. Anyway, news to say. So everybody, go check out Elaine Taylor Claus at impactadhd.com. And with that, Elaine, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for letting me play with you. It was great.
Let me play with you. You know, we've done a lot of shows. Never mind. I don't want to go there. I'm going to get myself in trouble. But needless to say, is everybody, we hope you enjoyed this. We'll have to do a sequel, Elaine, so start your list together. And everybody, we hope you enjoyed this. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.